Copyright 2019 by Timothy Willink. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced in any form without permission in writing from the author. Reviewers may quote brief passages in reviews. Disclaimer. No part of this production may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical or electronic, including photocopying or recording, or by any information storage or retrieval system, or transmitted by email without permission in writing from the publisher. While all attempts have been made to verify the information provided in this publication, neither the author nor the publisher assumes any responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretations of the subject matter herein. This book is for entertainment purposes only. The views expressed are those of the author alone and should not be taken as expert instructions of commands. The reader is responsible for his or her own actions. Adherence to all applicable laws and regulations, including international, federal, state, and local governing professional licensings, business practices, advertising, and all other aspects of doing business in the U.S., Canada, or any other jurisdiction is the sole responsibility of the purchaser or reader. Neither the author nor the publisher assumes any responsibility or liability whatsoever on the behalf of the purchaser or reader of these materials. Any perceived slight of any individual or organization is purely unintentional. How to get the most out of this book. You could read this book like a novel, speed through, enjoy the story, and never apply it to your life. The entertainment would probably be worth it for you. It is your book after all, right? Stop and consider the possibilities if you don't read this, like your average book, though. I encourage you to slow down, follow the steps, maybe pick up a journal, and keep a record of answers to questions asked, thoughts you have, feelings you experience, and more. Use the exercises as a way to expand your thinking. Allow the information to really make an impact and change your life. Only you can decide how you want to use the book, but consider my suggestions, maybe? Let's get started on the fun stuff now. I hope you enjoy the book, and I hope you find it useful in your life. Chapter 1. What does it mean to declutter your mind? Does your mind feel like it is constantly reeling from the stimulation, information, to-do lists, and everything else going on in your head? This is mental clutter. Mental clutter is when your mind is unfocused and restless, when your mind shifts and moves in too many different directions at one time, nothing gets done. If this sounds like your mind, you are not alone. Millions of people listen to others tell them that multitasking is the only way to be successful. The problem lies with not being able to shut the mental chatter off long enough to take a break. Mental clutter includes when you worry what the future holds, when you play the past over and over like an annoying song. Your mental to-do list never ceases. You keep track of the complaints that you have and that others have against you. None of these things are beneficial to your mental wellness, and they can actually cause more harm than good. How can you declutter your brain, though? By following some easy tips, tricks, and examples, you should be able to quiet the inner turmoil of your brain. Mind decluttering steps. You must recognize that you need to make some changes, both externally and internally. Once you come to terms with this, then you can begin to take the steps necessary to declutter your mind, thus restoring calm to your life. Declutter your physical environment. By living in an environment that is cluttered with objects, you are signaling to your brain that something needs to always be done. Your brain is then forced to tell you that you need to keep going and resting is no longer an option. Having physical clutter also means that your brain is always being given stimulation and information that it does not need. You are allowing yourself to fall victim to disorganization, and that disorganization can cause stress, anxiety, and depression. Begin to declutter your physical environment. Determine if you need everything you own. Toss multiple duplicates of items. Keep only what you need, with some of what you love. Be ruthless and toss anything that is not useful. Take each room, evaluate what it is used for, and remove the stuff that does not belong. Find a home for everything you own. If you do not find a home, get rid of it. Never leave a room without leaving it clean. cleaning as you go is more effective than doing everything at once. Make family members responsible for their items. Quit taking responsibility for another person's stuff. Bonus, you will raise responsible humans. Do not tackle physical clutter at one time. This process will take time. Don't worry about finishing in a day, week, or even a month. Breathe, reflect, continue on. Become a writer. Now, I don't really mean write a novel or anything. All I am suggesting is that you write everything down. When you do this, you are allowing your mind to forget information. It allows you to not tuck that tidbit away for another time. Organize the information you write down. By organizing and having a retrieval system, you won't be afraid to forget facts, phone numbers, and information. Keep a journal to quiet the inside voice down. Write down the thoughts floating through your head. By doing so, you are releasing them and allowing the thoughts to be considered and then forgotten. Things to write down. Worries. When you are constantly worrying, you are not allowing yourself a chance to rest. Everything needs a break and a chance to recharge, but constantly churning worries in your mind creates anxiety that never ceases. Plans. Keep a schedule. Most people worry about being too regimented and that this type of behavior will make them too rigid. That isn't always the case. You control your ultimate plans, but when you write them down, it frees up more space in your mind and allows you to, again, rest. Ideas. Thinking of going to Hawaii? Have an idea for a family trip or a gift for your boss? Write it down. Learn to do this as a reflexive action. Concerns. What are you concerned about? Is there a relationship that is draining you? Are you concerned about how something will turn out? Write it all down in a journal. Keep track of the concerns this way, and even try to cross them off when they are resolved. Doing this allows you to see progress without having to store everything in your mind. Release the past. Don't hang on to something that you can't change. This includes people, past mistakes, actions, and hurts. You cannot change the past by dwelling on it constantly, and trying to do this only hurts you mentally. Take the time to list past concerns that are on your mind. Set aside an afternoon to clear up the space in your mind and focus only on this. Evaluate every item you come up with. Ask yourself, can I change this? Did I cause this? If I can't change it, why am I hanging on? If I can, how? Write down any steps you can to take to rectify a situation and a deadline or timeline. Follow your timeline, then let it go. You will feel relief, trust me. Knowing that there is no way to rectify or change a situation, then allow yourself to feel the sweet relief of release, move on. Quit multitasking. I am aware that we are told that to be successful and accomplish much, we need to multitask. It is not beneficial to your psyche, though. When you multitask, you allow mental clutter. Answering emails while listening to a recorded training session and scrolling social media all at the same time does not benefit you. Knowing this, you can begin to make some changes. Allow time for one task at a time and focus on that single task. Do not allow yourself to get overwhelmed by other details. Turn your phone to silent, shut the door, and focus. Imagine that you have a plate, and on this plate, you can only have one item. You must keep every other item off the plate until you finish that item. This is the way you need to approach each and every task. For your mental well-being, give it a try. Limit the volume of information. Take a look at your email inbox. Is it filling up with emails from mailing lists? Do you subscribe to magazines, catalogs, or newsletters that are delivered to your physical mailbox? How much junk mail do you come across each week? As individuals, we need to discern whose opinions and thoughts matter. From there, we are able to limit the information that is coming into our lives. When listening to others' opinions, it is important that we do not get hung up on the loud, boisterous people who demand we pay attention and follow their advice. No place in your life, absolutely none, is there room for the weight of other people's opinions or expectations. Disregard every other piece of information that you receive. If it does not serve you or give you purpose, let it go. Be resolute. Once you make a decision, stick to it. Do Do not second-guess yourself. When you are constantly second-guessing your decisions, you are feeding the inner chatter and contributing to the cycle of mind clutter. If you know that the decisions are simple, then use a pros and cons list. What are the benefits? What are the drawbacks? Write it all down and do not allow yourself to get hung up on all these smaller decisions. More complex decisions require more thought. Take time to consider the benefits, drawbacks, opportunities, and obstacles. Lists will soon become your best friend. Plan. When making routine decisions, put them in autopilot mode. By doing this, you don't even have to think and consider what the answer might be. Just do it. Plan your meals for a week, 2 weeks, or a month in advance. In fact, I know people who plan meals years in advance. When you do this, you never even need to think about what to make for dinner. It is already laid out. Take a day each week to plan out your schedule. By doing this, you have a written reminder of everything you need to do each week. The key is to not get hung up on the small details. If your to-do list is not completed every day, do not stress about it. Adjust and move on. Prioritize. Place a value on each task you must accomplish, and then order them from most important to least important. Start at the top and work your way down. Do not get caught up in crossing items off the list. Try hard to not attach failure to an incomplete to-do list. Find your Zen. Learn to practice meditation. When you can learn to stop your mind and focus on calm, you're allowing yourself to free up valuable mental real estate. Meditating is about letting go of stress, anxiety, depression, and things not in our control. Breathe, focus, write it down. It's as simple as that. Benefits of decluttering your mind. There are a few benefits to taking the time to declutter your mind. When you are able to free up mental space, you are empowering yourself to create a life of happiness and calm. Create a feeling of being competent and confident. A cluttered mind allows you to feel like a failure. Oftentimes, the term used is scatterbrained. When you declutter your mind, you allow competence and confidence to be added to your life and release things you cannot control. Energizes. Have you had a day where you're going from sunup to sundown? What does that do to your energy? Do you feel drained and exhausted? The same feelings are associated with a cluttered mind. You are draining your mental resources. By actively decluttering your mind, your energy will return, and you will feel energized rather than drained. Anxiety is reduced. Just like physical clutter breeds anxiety, mental clutter acts the same way. Decluttering your mind allows you to release and reduce your anxiety levels. Anxiety is a never-ending cycle. In order to break that cycle, you must release something. Why not release the web of jumbled information in your mind? Relationships improve. Tension is evident in relationships if one or both people are overwhelmed. Once you release the weight of ideas, mistakes, and regrets in your mind, you are allowing tension to leave. If you have been feeling on edge for some time in your relationships, releasing the mental chatter will help to alleviate some of that tension. Sleep improves. Tossing and turning will lessen when you declutter mental space. If you often have restless nights where you toss and turn, not getting the sleep you crave, then consider decluttering your mind. Sleep plays an important role in our health and well-being, as I am sure you know. Take advantage of every solution in your arsenal to make your sleep the best it can be. Summary. When you allow inner chatter to rule your life, it then becomes mind clutter. You need to stop the chatter and then begin the process of decluttering your mind. The process includes: declutter your physical environment, write things down, release the past, stop multitasking, limit the volume of information, be resolute, plan, prioritize, meditate. Once you can begin to declutter your mind, you can release the stress, anxiety, and depression that can come with a full mind. Chapter 2. Taking Stock of Your Goals. Do you know what your goals are? What do you value and hold as most important in your life? Have you taken the time to prioritize the tasks and responsibilities that you have in your life? Taking stock of your goals is important. Once you determine if something is a distraction or a priority, you are able to free up your mental space as well as time in your life. What are some ways you can take stock of your goals, though? Bullet journal. This type of journaling has gained popularity and momentum over the last several years. The idea behind bullet journaling is that you are not taking time to form complete thoughts. Instead, you are creating lists. As we learned in the last chapter, lists are your new best friend. Decision fatigue. Bullet journaling aims to reduce decision fatigue. What is that, you may ask? Decision fatigue is a term that simply means allowing the choices to weigh you down until you are exhausted. They pile up, add weight and stress until you reach a breaking point. How can you combat decision fatigue? You need to start by writing down the decisions you need to make. Doing so allows you to gain perspective off everything you need to be thinking about. I imagine you don't realize that at any given time, you are weighing down the mental space in your mind with distracting decisions. Clearly define your choices. By defining and identifying your choices clearly, you allow yourself to release them. I'm not saying they are no longer yours. If only we could all are so lucky. Rather, I am merely saying that you are releasing the decision from your mind and transferring it into writing. Why does this help? Remember we explored how writing stuff down aids in reducing mental clutter? The same principles applies here. When you write it down, you allow yourself space from the decision. Clearly defining the choices lets you see, in writing, what your options are. It eliminates the need for constant go-around in your mind and stops the spinning. Rein in your options. Write down the options for each choice you have. What are the benefits of each choice? Why should you choose this one? And what are the alternatives? Once you can see each option to each choice, the clutter is gone from your head. All you need to do is choose. Remember, be decisive, resolve to make a choice and stick to it. Release the thoughts. Writing down the thoughts in our head allows us to set them free. Imagine each thought as a caged bird. Open the cage and allow the bird to fly free. Once you train yourself to do this with your thoughts, you will notice that your brain feels less full. By externalizing the thoughts and releasing them, we are then able to create an inventory. The inventory serves the purpose of grouping, evaluating, and eliminating the responsibilities, tasks, and options that lay before us. Inventory your responsibilities. There are several ways to inventory the responsibilities that we have. We will explore two options that will create a better understanding of if we actually have responsibilities or simply distractions. The column method. Begin by creating three columns. At the top of each column, add a title. The titles are currently doing, should be doing, want to be doing. From there, simply fill in the columns. Write down the different tasks that are going on in your life currently. An order does not matter at this point, but focuses instead on getting everything out. In the should be doing column, list those pesky tasks that are waiting in the wings. I imagine these tasks as the person you meet in the grocery store that judges everything in your cart, or the in-law that is constantly nagging you about your choices. Get everything out, including the PTA meetings, the carnival planning, and the science project you promised to help with. All of it. For the last column, list the items that you want to do. Planning a trip, going to the gym, making a mental inventory. List everything you want to be working on instead. Prioritize. You need to give value to each item on these lists. If you don't, you aren't accomplishing anything. How do you prioritize something if you feel you should be doing it all? Well, ask yourself the following questions. What would happen if I never did this? Will someone I love be hurt if I check this item off, never to return to it again? How important is this? If you answer that it is actually something you need to do, then put it on a separate piece of paper. If you determine that life will not cease to exist if you never do this one item, cross it off and forget it. Release any and all guilt you feel for determining that something is unimportant in the grander scheme of things. Remember, you no longer care what other people think of you, your choices, or your goals. All that matters are the tasks and responsibilities that you have to those who you love and who love you. Future choices. When you are bombarded with future responsibilities, and we know that it will happen, they seem to come to us in droves. You simply need to ask yourself three simple questions. Does this really matter? Will it affect someone I love? How vital is it? Rent, bills. Are there consequences and repercussions if I chose to ignore this? If so, what are they? When you answer these questions, you will learn quickly what just distractions in your life are. These get crossed off. Clearing your mind is more important than tasks that serve no purpose. Be intentional with your actions. From this point forward, you need to be intentional. You need to understand that you hold no responsibility to other people that do not directly affect your life or the lives of those you choose to love. Let me rephrase that and allow it to sink in. You do not owe anyone anything. You can choose to love someone who then leads you to have responsibilities to them, but no one can force you to take on tasks that threaten your well-being. Focus on what is important. Know the difference between responsibility and a distraction. Free up mental space by writing everything down and taking stock of your goals, values, and choices. Using a bullet journal is a great way to do this. It allows you to only write down what is important and forget the rest. Brain dump. My personal favorite is the brain dump. You can do this anywhere and anytime you begin to feel distracted. It works for goals, responsibilities, and random thoughts. The goal of a brain dump is to get everything in your head out. What is a brain dump? I'm glad you asked. It is exactly what it sounds like. You are simply dumping all the thoughts, ideas, and junk stored in your head. You find a piece of blank paper and just start writing. How does this help me? By allowing yourself to purge the thoughts in your head, you are allowing yourself to release the stress and anxiety associated with the thoughts. Even if the thoughts don't seem as if they should cause stress, they still can. By accumulating and building up mental clutter, we open up the door to feeling like we need to constantly be doing something, and we then can never rest. Tips and techniques. Choose a particularly troubling or annoying thought or idea. Write it in the middle of the page. From there, write down each thought that comes to your head. Don't worry if it is related or not. Write it down. When you feel like you are done and no thoughts remain, you can start connecting the thoughts with lines. Do you notice a pattern? If a thought isn't related, cross it off. No one is watching, waiting to stop you. Summary. When we look to decluttering our mind, we must then take stock of our goals. By doing this, we begin to see what we value, what is important, and how to release distractions. When performing an inventory, we can use two methods, a bullet journal approach or a brain dump. The bullet journal allows you to organize, columnize, and sort out goals, priorities, responsibilities, and tasks. By doing so, we are able to release the thoughts that are hurtful, unimportant, and taking up space in our mind. A brain dump is a less organized, regimented process. It allows us to release our thoughts by simply getting them out of our head. When we identify a troubling problem or idea, we are able to get each and every thought out of our head in regard to that. Then we begin to identify patterns. Each is useful, but the important thing is to pick one that works for you. Remember to ask yourself the important questions. Does this matter to someone I love? Is this actually important to my life? What would happen if I never did this? Allowing yourself to release the weight of guilt and expectation frees up your mental space for things that will make you happy. Chapter 3. Toxic Ideas, People, and Relationships. Toxic ideas, people, and relationships drain you. I mean, seriously, the amount of mental space required to maintain the toxicity is ridiculous. But how can you rid yourself of them once and for all? It is easier than you may think, really. The weight that is lifted off your shoulders will be immense, trust me, once you eliminate these from your life. Toxic ideas. Let's start by defining toxic. According to Merriam-Webster, toxic has several meanings. Number 1, containing or being poisonous material, especially when capable of causing death or serious debilitation. Number 2, exhibiting symptoms of infection or toxicosis. Number 3, extremely harsh, malicious, or harmful. Number 4, relating to or being an asset that has lost so much value that it cannot be sold on the market. For the purpose of defining toxic ideas, we are going to use definition number 3, an idea that is harsh, malicious, and harmful will be a toxic one. What are some toxic ideas that people have? I'm not good enough. This one may strike close to home for many people. Have you felt that you were not good enough? How is this toxic to you and your mental health? I'm unloved. Have you ever felt this? I'm stupid, incompetent, weak. How about that one? No one can possibly love me. If I were more beautiful, I would matter. If my body looked different, my life would be valid. My partner thinks I'm stupid, therefore I must be. If I were smarter, I wouldn't fail so much. The world would be better without me. This one is extremely toxic, and is often the reason many people develop baggage and mind clutter. Those are some examples of toxic ideas. As you can see, there's no use in having these ideas other than to make you feel bad about yourself. These ideas also rely on the validation and acceptance of others. This is where our work begins. You need to stop seeking approval from others, or you will never be happy. I mean, you may have moments of feeling contentment, but happiness and contentment are not the same things, are they? I'm going to tell you something. Please pay close attention. You need to realize that every single one of those ideas is pure garbage. The idea that those ideas mean anything, reflect you in any way, or should have any credibility is insane. The weight of other people's opinions and expectations has no place in your life. You need to rid yourself of that garbage. But how? Learn self-appreciation. Self-appreciation is a form of self-care. You understand and celebrate everything that you do well, anything that is done right, and anything that helps someone, including yourself. Find a notebook, journal, or open up a typing app on your phone. List every single thing you have done well today. I mean everything. If you are buried under the weight of other people's judgment, this may take some time, but each and every time it will be easier. Took the trash out on time? Great. Write it down. Made a child smile? Wonderful. Jot it down. Changed the toilet paper roll? Woohoo! Put it down. No action is too small when you are learning to appreciate yourself. Nothing is too silly or not important enough. The goal? Make you see that you are important, you are capable, and you are loved. Tune out negativity. This sounds way harder than it is, but once you can tune out the negativity, you will be happier. Your mind will be freer, and you will not have garbage floating around in your head. Make a list of people you value. They can be anyone. If you value their opinion, put them down. On the other side of the paper, put down every person who, in the last month, has given you their opinion. Good or bad, put it down. Compare the lists. Closely consider how you can stop listening to the ones who did not make the first list. Those on the second list need to leave your life. If they are spewing garbage into your mind, you need to release that relationship. Seriously. Seek help. Our minds are delicate and can become unbalanced easily. If you are struggling with negativity and you fear that there may be more wrong with you than just poor thinking patterns, it is always a good idea to seek professional help. Toxic people. We all know someone who is toxic, to themselves and others. These people drain every ounce of mental, emotional, and physical strength you may possess. Like toxic ideas, toxic people have no place in your life. You must get on board, for your own sanity, to release these people from your life. Traits of toxic people. Selfishness. When a person only cares about their own needs, wants, and desires, they are selfish. These people do not belong in your life. Mean to others and you. If there is a mean streak, a vicious streak, a jealous streak, or anything resembling these, get away from that person. They are on the lookout only for their own agenda. Drama addict. Unnecessarily dramatic. Being overly concerned with drama and thriving on the drama surrounding everything a person does is not healthy. Unappreciative. If you do something for a toxic person, do not expect gratitude or appreciation. It is not going to happen. Toxic people are unable to show this emotion. Victim mentality. Constantly. The victim mentality will always say mine is worse than yours. Compulsive liar. If someone is constantly lying, they are probably someone who is toxic. Not always, but there is a good chance. attention seeking. There's a difference between someone who is seeking attention to watch the drama unfold around them and someone who needs the attention focused on them. Toxic people will do everything in their power to make sure all eyes are on them. They do not want anyone else to receive any sort of attention. Solutions to toxic people. You may have several toxic people in your life, and perhaps you are not ready to kick them out. If they bring you emotional and mental strain, you should seriously consider releasing them. If you can't let them go, here are some solutions for dealing with the mental clutter they bring. Limit your interaction. Sparingly spend time with toxic people. This should not consist of your daily interactions, if at all avoidable. By limiting the interaction with the toxic person or people in your life, you are allowing your mind a chance to rest. The mental space someone with the above-mentioned traits requires is enormous. Limiting your interactions and time spent with them will also relieve you of any complaints that run through your head later. Take a break. If a coworker is a toxic person in your life, other than finding a new job, take periodic breaks throughout the day from the individual. Physical breaks are always best, and distance makes the heart grow fonder, yes? But if a physical break is not possible, try a mental break. Practice meditative techniques to clear your mind. Journal. If you can, do a brain dump when you begin to feel overwhelmed in the presence of someone with a toxic personality. Start writing and don't stop until the anxiety is diminished. The release you get when you record your complaints, thoughts, and opinions is valuable to you when dealing with a toxicity in your life. Use that tool every chance you get. Toxic relationships. What if the person who is toxic in your life is your partner? Sometimes the person is not even toxic on their own, but the combination of the two of you, how you interact, can create a toxic relationship. Even if the relationship started out good, it can still change into a toxic one. What is a toxic relationship? A toxic relationship is one that will contaminate everything about yourself, your self-esteem, your confidence, your happiness, your view of yourself, and your views of the world. Nothing is safe in a toxic relationship, especially you. Imagine when a fire starts. The smoke permeates everything, right? That is how a toxic relationship works. The foulness, unhappiness, and bitterness permeate every area of the relationship, and as a result, the relationship changes. Toxic fallout. What are some of the reactions and results of a toxic relationship? The individuals in the relationship will struggle with moodiness, anger, and unhappiness. There will be avoidance increasingly in the relationship. Each and every relationship outside of the toxic relationship will suffer. Signs of a toxic relationship. What are some areas of concern when determining a toxic relationship? Signs include: the relationship just feels bad, always. You are constantly on edge, waiting to be caught, even when you did nothing wrong. There is a record of every mistake you make, but none for the other person. Forgiveness? What's that? The mistakes you make are meant to prove that you are a horrible person. You avoid saying what you feel and what you need because it wouldn't matter anyhow. Your important needs are not being met and are not even considered as important. Needs such as connection, validation, appreciation, love, intimacy, and affection. You are mocked and ignored, and your needs sneered at, which leaves you feeling empty. Empty promises are a thing in this relationship, and not just once in a while. You are told you are needy, insecure, and stupid. Anger, resentment, and jealousy are a mainstay for a toxic person. There is no effort anymore. No effort to love you, to spend time with you, to experience things that are important to you. These relationships increasingly become more about them taking and you give, always. Any effort comes from one side of the relationship, yours. No, it is not an option. The other person just cannot handle it. The track is kept of every wrong you commit and never theirs. Abuse, physical or verbal, most times both. passive-aggressive tendencies that are used to get their way. It is a cowardly way to gain control. Resolving a problem never happens. The other person is always worse off than you. You hurt your elbow? Well, my pinky hurts. It borders on ridiculous. Lies, lies, and what was that? Oh yeah, more lies. Don't worry, your pretty little head. Let the adults make the decisions. This is the attitude that you are not able to handle big decision-making, and therefore are never allowed to. What should you do? If you are sacrificing your happiness, self-esteem, and self-respect, you need to release that relationship and that person. It is unhealthy. Oftentimes, these relationships start off great, and then start to deteriorate. By the time you realize what has happened, it is increasingly difficult to remove yourself. You need to seek help, though, no matter how hard it gets. Mental impact. What is the mental impact of toxicity in your life? Whether it is ideas, people, or relationships. Just like complaints, mistakes, and self-doubt can run rampant when not controlled, so can toxicity. You cannot live a life free of the weight of other people if the partner in your life is causing the most damage and clutter mentally. All your mental space begins to be taken up by the garbage associated with allowing the toxicity to fester like an open wound. You will sacrifice your happiness in the end. If it isn't worth it, release the source of the toxicity. Move away, change jobs, and leave your partner. If your family is the cause, leave them. Parents often contribute more to toxic ideas than any other relationship. Summary. You must acknowledge if toxicity is ruining your happiness and stealing valuable mental space. Purge the ideas, people, and relationships that are causing the source of the anxiety and stress you are feeling. Only then can you feel true happiness and stop giving a F what other people think. Chapter 4. Living Life on Your Terms. Living life on your terms sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It also sounds impossible, but with some help, you can achieve this goal. What does live life on your terms mean? When you achieve life on your terms, you have the ability to build a life that you do not need a vacation from. You have a life that is meaningful and fulfills you. Living life on your terms means that the work you have done previously will have paid off. Shedding the shackles of expectations, opinions, and baggage attached to you by others who will allow you freedom. Freedom from constant worry, anxiety, and stress. I think you and I are on the same page, but just so you know, I think that type of life is the one worth making painful decisions to achieve. Take meaningful steps. To get to the point in your life where you live life the way you want to, you need to make some changes. Seriously. It won't happen overnight, and it won't happen on its own. Like anything else, you need to put effort into this. It may be painful, you may lose people along the way, but in the end, you're going to have a life you cherish. Allow yourself to dream. The plans that seem too lofty, the ideas that others tell you are silly, those are the ones you need to think about. Let yourself dream of the possibilities that life can have for you. Nothing is too silly. Nothing should be considered too big. Start the right way and write your dreams down. When you see something in writing, it tends to come into focus. In your life, what do you want? Do you want to extra money to travel the world? Job freedom to work in your PJs? To own your own business and say adios to the boss who is making your life miserable? To help others realize their dreams? To move to Paris and spend a year roaming Europe. Whatever your dreams are, write them down. Don't worry yet about how you will get there. Just brain dump and get them out of your head. Where are you in life? At this point in your life, where are you? If you are in a place that you need to make changes, what are they? Consider what point you are at in your life right now. What's your job? How does your family life look like? Are you a parent? Do you have a spouse? What responsibilities do you have at the moment? By looking where you are at, you are able to determine where you need to be. A journal, as mentioned numerous times so far, is a great place to get this stuff written down. Take your time. Revisit the past. Take some time to revisit where you have been, but do not get comfortable. Knowing where you have been should allow you the clarity to move forward and begin building your life anew. Consider, what choice led you to your current life? How have your ideas changed? Did you begin your journey happy and hopeful? If so, what changed? If you could change anything about your journey, what would it be? This process may be painful, but consider that you only need to briefly think about these things. Avoid condemnation and ugly language when thinking about your past. There is no room for toxic ideas here. Take a clinical look at the past and move to the next step. Consider your options. If you want to build a life where you answer to no one, what do you need to do? Start by considering your options. What sorts of tasks do you need to accomplish? Do you need to revamp your work life? Is being in business for yourself something that needs to be considered? A change of job? Where does the money come from and how much do you need? When you see your future, what do you see? How did you get there? What parts of your current way of living, the current life you have, need to change? From those answers, you should have a great jumping-off point. You should be able to start looking at where you are headed. The journey will be bumpy, but trust me, the fulfillment that you have at the end will be amazing. Seek advice. Asking for advice is different than asking an opinion from someone. When you look for advice, I want you to ask people what positive they see in you. What are the good qualities you bring to the world? Write them down and consider them. Do not dwell on the people who bring up negativity. Remember, there is no room for that anymore. Ask people you trust and value. What do you see as my strengths? How do I add light to the world? Where would you begin if you were me? Once you begin to see how others view your positivity and strengths, figure out where you want to go from there. Seek guidance from others who have achieved the type of life that you desire. Learn from their mistakes, successes, and progress. Your journey will be different, but having a solid foundation to jump off from is a great beginning. Make a plan. The fun part. Planning your next steps. If you aren't a traditional planner, I'm sorry, but this is necessary. It is worth it, though. Keep your goal in mind. Make a step-by-step list of what you need to do to reach your end point.